The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Monday, December 26, 2022. The Minister of Foreign Affairs of Cuba, Bruno Rodriguez, expressed that 2022 was testimony to the strengthening of ties between the Caribbean island and nationals abroad. The Cuban official assured on his Twitter account that the links were patented in the business and investment panel at the Havana International Fair, the regional meeting of Cuban residents in Europe, as well as other events held in 14 countries. In another message on the social network, he praised the solidarity days held in various cities around the world in rejection of the blockade imposed by the United States on the Caribbean nation. Rodriguez highlighted the support of compatriots residing abroad who have been protagonists of the meetings and pointed out that the island will continue with its claim against the economic, financial, and commercial siege. The bridges of love and solidarity erected are now indestructible, he stressed. The inauguration of new homes, renovated health and educational facilities, as well as social works are among the actions with which Cuba is commemorating the 64th anniversary of the triumph of the revolution. Acts of celebration for January 1st, the date on which the tyranny of Fulgencio Batista was overthrown, are taking place these days in every territory. It is also an occasion chosen by Cubans to put into operation projects that provide services to the communities. Russian authorities allocated more than 800 million rubles to the Emergency Ministry for the purchase and delivery to Cuba of 25,000 tons of wheat. A decree of the government of the Russian Federation states that the delivery will be made this and next year in the form of humanitarian aid by sea. The document specifies that 469 million rubles will be allocated from the state budget for the purchase of wheat and more than 300 million rubles for the delivery of the shipments to Cuba. And in the international agenda, we have that. The president of Bolivia, Luis Arce, in a message on Christmas Eve, stated that the Bolivian great family must continue advancing with unity in economic reconstruction with social justice. Let us unite in the rebuilding of our economy on the path of growth with social justice, on the path of dignity, and of a country free from discriminations, exclusion, and all forms of violence, on the path of living well, said the president. Arce said that Christmas should be an occasion to mobilize Bolivians to continue working with the objective of uprooting poverty in its multiple dimensions. He urged to close the gaps of social and economic inequalities and to strengthen reciprocity, complementarity, and solidarity, that is, sharing how much or little we have at all times. Meanwhile, so far this year, more than 36,000 irregular migrant children have passed through the Darien jungle, a figure higher than the 29,000 that did so in 2021, an official statement said. According to the report of the National Migration Service, something worrying is that dozens of children arrive at the shelters unaccompanied by their parents. In this respect, the United Nations Children's Fund indicated that children under 5 years of age represent 50% of migrant children who are particularly vulnerable to diarrhea, dehydration, and other diseases. During a recent visit to the Lajas Blancas receiving station, the United Nations Children's Fund Deputy Executive Director Hanan Suleiman said that violence, poverty, and the hope of finding better living conditions push families with children to leave their homes and face threats in inhospitable areas such as the Darien Gap. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.